Lindsay's house, it was a great arrangement. They needed the money because they don't get all the generous government support that Brenda does at Turning Point or even Jim at Vision Quest.
Basically, it kind of helped us out, like, to be able to run the house and provide better service for the people that were living there, right?
This isn't just Lindsay. In 2010, Jim worked with CTV News on a...
Hello and welcome. You are listening to 101.9 CITR-FM Vancouver. This is The Spice of Life. We play post-rock. I'm your host, Ben Life, and I have a very special guest with me today.
Hi, my name is Jeevan. I'm one of Ben's friends.
And that's his qualification.
That's all I got here, guys.
Also, he knows more about music than I do, probably.
Maybe.
Different kinds of music. Tell us about your musical background.
My musical taste is when I was younger, I used to listen to a lot of rap. Like, that's what my cousins listened to. That's what, like, everyone around me listened to. So I listened to a lot of rap when I was younger. And then slowly, I think around grade 8 or 9, I started getting into some rock and some metal. And now, mostly, I listen to metal. So it's been quite the shift.
Yeah, the first real band that I was crazy about was Cake. And I still am. I love Cake. You know, Short Skirt, Long Jacket?
No, not at all.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That's all I ever have to do. Yeah, that's also my karaoke jam, is that song. And then I got really into, like, weird, dark corners of electronic music and glitch hop.
Glitch hop is good. Like, was it you who recommended Pretty Lights to me? I started listening to Pretty Lights. Pretty Lights is so good.
Yeah, I was listening to Pretty Lights on the way here. Yeah, I like Pretty Lights a lot. Good. All of his stuff's free on his website, too.
Yeah, right? it's awesome.
It's crazy. Anyway, As I'm not sure if you guys can tell or not, this is supposed to be a music show, not just me talking, but I like talking a lot. 90% of the reason that I'm doing radio, well, I won't say 90, but part of the reason I'm on the radio.
Could be 85.
Could be 85, is because I love hearing myself talk. That's it. So let's cut the chatter to a song that I like a lot. It's called Motionless. No, the band is Motionless. I do that. It's really embarrassing.
It's tough. Sometimes, like, I don't know if the song name goes first, then the dash, and then the band. It always confuses me.
Yeah, it's distracting. Anyway, so the band is Motionless, and the song is She Got Lost in the Observatory. And I hope you enjoy it, Jeevan, and I hope you enjoy it, listeners.
Thank you.
And we're back. What did you think of that song?
I liked it a lot, actually. I like the feel of it.
Was that one of the first post-rock songs you heard? Probably not.
I listened to Pelican, which you sent me the other day. I like that as well, but probably one of the first ones I listened to in a while.
And Pelican's like, it's a bit different because it's like louder.
It's a little more in your face and intense.
Yeah. So what else? You just mentioned actually while we were listening to that piano and guitar were basically the same instrument, and that's blowing my mind. Do you want to elaborate on that a little?
So I'm not 100% on this, but I'm pretty sure the way a piano works is when you hit the key, there's like strings attached to the end of the key, and it kind of plucks it. So that's why you'll see a lot of people, they can switch songs between piano and guitar very easily, because as long as you know what the notes are, it doesn't really matter. You can just switch back and forth. Just the sound's a little different.
There's this group, I think they're called the Piano Guys. Have you ever heard of them?
I haven't heard of the Piano Guys, no.
They get like four guys around a piano, and they pull the top up, and they play the strings.
Wow.
Which I imagine is like probably not the best for the
piano. Probably not the best for the piano, but...
But it's pretty cool.
That is cool.
That's cool.
It's like the videos where you see like four or five people playing one guitar. That's pretty cool too.
I don't understand that.
I don't know how they coordinate themselves doing that.
It's crazy. And the guys that play the double guitars, have you ever seen those?
Oh yeah. Andy McKee does that really well.
Who's he from?
Andy McKee he's like a solo acoustic guitar player, and he is just phenomenal. He like slaps his guitar to kind of create his own bass.
That's when
he plays. And then he has guitars that have like two necks, and it'll like alternate between them. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I'm not... Do you play any instruments?
I play guitar, yeah, actually. I've been learning for about a year now.
Okay.
So, it's really fun.
That's cool. That's really cool. I've been trying to learn the harmonica, but I'm about as good at playing the harmonica as I am at talking to women, and I'm terrible at the harmonica. I'm a terrible harmonica player.
Harmonica's got to feel like one of those instruments that are... You kind of got to get the feel for it. It's got to be a little tricky.
Yeah, and I have no idea how to read notes. Like, just no idea. So I just use tabs.
Oh, I use tabs for guitar, too.
I like, you know what? I've talked to people, and they're like, oh, you use tabs? And it's like, what?
I use tabs. At the end of the day, if you get the song, you get the song. It doesn't matter how you got it. It doesn't matter the way you play it. If it sounds right, it sounds right.
Exactly. That's cool. That's a cool way to put it.
Because music's all about the sound. It doesn't matter how you made it. Obviously, there's better ways to do it, but...
Cool. Okay, while I'm ruminating on that idea, I want to play a song by a band called Sunny Pompeii, and I'm sure, actually, that's the name of the band, not the name of the song this time. This time it's Sunny Pompeii.
Progress.
Progress, yeah. So I saw them last week, actually. They opened for Cale Matson at the Biltmore. It was a cool show.
Oh, Biltmore's a sweet venue. I love that place.
It's very red.
It's very small, too.
But it's like, I was just so struck by how everything, like red velvet, red lights. It was just like, it was dim too.
It is, yeah. But you're really close to the stage though.
Yeah, that was cool.
It's a really like intimate place, that concert.
So this song, I mean, I try to play post-rock, but sometimes like indie kind of sneaks its way in. As I'm sure you'll see later, I was going to have like more of a metal-based show prepared for you.
I like all music.
Good. So... I really like this song a lot. It's called Who Knows Who Knows, and it's sort of post-rocky for an indie song, and I hope you guys get that vibe too, so enjoy it.
Just not Can you tell the difference between tap water and bottled water? Like, really? Have you tried? On Wednesday, September 24th, starting at 8 a.m. at Martha Piper Plaza, test your taste buds. Check out a giant UBC ice sculpture and get a free reusable water bottle. Cool, right? For all the events info, just go to sustain.ubc.ca/ripple effect and don't forget to hashtag with Ripple Effect UBC.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge. Because you're mine, I walk the
line. So, Jeevan, there's one thing that you might not know about me, and it's that I'm a hard-hitting journalist.
Really?
I like to ask the big questions.
All right, lay them on me.
What's your spirit animal?
Ooh, spirit animal.
Ugh. How do you not have, like, a prepared answer?
I think about this every day. The thing is, when most people ask me that question, I have, like, a comedic answer ready or something really silly. But if you're gonna preface it with that, I feel like I have to have a serious, like, answer just ready.
I'm a hard-hitting journalist.
Ugh. You really got me off guard, but a grizzly bear.
Cool.
A grizzly bear.
Is it because you have a beard?
Somewhat, yeah. Somewhat, yeah. The longer my beard is, the more I feel like a bear.
That's cool.
So I just trimmed it now, so I'm like a little cub now, but when it grows out, I feel like a full-grown grizzly bear.
Can I touch it?
Go ahead.
Have you ever had your beard touched on air?
No.
Did you want to?
Go ahead, yeah, by all means. Oh, when it gets really long, I gotta, like, put conditioner in it so it's soft. Yeah.
Okay, so there's shampoo and then there's conditioner, and you have to do them in that order, is that right?
Yeah, because you want to clean it first and then make it nice and soft.
Okay. I've never used anything that wasn't 2-in-1, and I'm not really sure what conditioner does, really, ever.
Me neither, but I was told it makes it softer, and it kind of does, so I think Kyle has some, my roommate, so...
Okay, he would know.
He's got beautiful long hair, though, so...
He's majestic.
Yeah.
Like, in a word, he's majestic. What do you think his spirit animal is?
Oh. Kyle's spirit animal? Seems like a dingo.
A dingo? What is a dingo?
A dingo's like... It's like a skinnier version of a dog, basically. I think they're mostly in Australia.
Okay.
It's because he grew up... He lived in Australia for 5 years. So.
Yeah, he told me that, and I was like, what?
Yeah, like...
That's why you can do the Australian accent, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
His Australian accent's very, very good.
I've always wanted to do an Australian accent. Can you do any accents?
Oh, no.
On the radio?
Yeah. Mine are terrible.
Give us your worst.
I can't.
If you do one, I'll do my Sean Connery.
You're Sean... thank you, come again.
Okay.
It's bad, Ben.
Cool.
It's bad. Can I hear the Sean Connery now?
I'm trying to think of what I should say. Dr. No, do you expect me to talk?
That's not bad, though. That's not bad.
And then, yeah, I mean, like, it's hard to think of, like, what kind of things you would say.
Accents are hard, though, because sometimes you can get the right, like, the right sound out, but it's keeping that sound consistent.
Yeah.
That's very, very difficult.
For whatever reason, all of my accents sort of, like, divulge into, like, this weird Irish...
Yeah.
Cowboy.
They just kind of like mix into all these different accents and just some sort of compilation of them.
Yeah. And it's also hard to do accents without like trying to come off as like kind of racist.
Yeah. Like mine was pretty racist, but I feel okay because I'm Indian. So.
Yeah. So that's fair.
It's not so bad.
I can do like the white person accents.
Like American? Like are we talking like.
I can do like Southern Belle and I can do British.
British.
And like French too, I guess. The French one's, like, it's pretty... Actually, the French one's borderline racist.
Yeah, they get... It's because you don't really know what to say, because...
Like, yeah. It's like a slimy French guy.
Yeah.
It's not the best.
When I think of French accent, like things like baguette and stuff come into my mind. Like that, yeah.
Yeah. I took French all the way until grade 12. I took it in grade 12 as well. And my secret to learning the French accent was to like parody the French accent, to like go so over the top.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you, in some level, have to do that with finding accents.
You do. You really have to get, like, into the language if you want to speak it properly. I took French till grade 11. I was never very good at it, but I just needed a language requirement.
My brother was the same. He spoke the fiercest franglais I've ever heard. No, he would be like, je parleur. And it's like, dude, you gotta even...
That's like, have you seen that episode of Friends where Joey goes to an audition and he has to learn French?
No.
He's like, he's trying to say, je m'appelle Joey, and he goes, je te plie plus.
Yeah, that's except beautiful. He's trying harder than my brother. My brother would be like, je m'apples Chris, and oh, dang, I mean, a...
That's just butchering.
Jamie from age.
Jam du jambons.
Is that...
Jambons ham.
Yeah. Although pineapple was always the best. La nana.
Pamplemousse was good too.
And then, ooh, that's a good word.
Pamplemousse.
I always kind of thought that with like pineapple, you could just like link it into the banana or the, we're getting a call. That's crazy.
No way.
No. It was a wrong number. No, it's a right number.
Ooh.
I'm going to play a song. I don't know. I've never taken a call on the air, so I'm just going to play a song and then I'll take the call.
This is exciting.
Here's a song. We'll be right back. that ended really abruptly, that song right there. I hope you enjoyed that song. I should actually say what it was.
Yeah, definitely.
That was by a band called Pelican. They're cool. And that song was Lost in the Headlights.
We were talking about them earlier, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, loud and instrumental and angry.
Definitely. They're, they're heavier than what we were playing before.
Yeah, yeah, they are. So before that, so the reason we played that song kind of quickly and we dropped off from our conversation was that whenever the phone rings, like this flashing light blinks in the studio and it's pretty distracting and I get this like brief anxiety attack. And it took me like probably like 2 minutes to figure out the phone. And it was a telemarketer. Would you believe that? No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was my friend Ryan.
Oh, Ryan.
And he's been on the show before, back when it was Progression. It used to be called Progression.
Oh, really?
But I thought Spice of Life.
Spice of Life is a nice name.
Because it's like, it's Variety, and then my last name's Life.
Yeah.
And then there's the allusion to Dune.
Anywhere you can fit puns in, it just makes it so much better.
Yeah, that's a good way to live. That's
like, puns are the highest form of humor.
Thank you.
Like, oh. Just the highest. Like, nothing is really better than a nicely placed pun.
Right?
Yeah.
I was complaining to a friend of mine, Zach, and I was like, man, I'm so happy you like puns. Like, a lot of people don't like my puns, and they get super annoyed. And he was like, nah, everybody likes puns. Some people are just too afraid to admit it.
Definitely, yeah. Puns are just phenomenal, especially when you can string a sentence together with, like, you talking back and forth with someone just solely puns. I think it's absolutely fantastic.
Are we joined by Ryan? Is this how that works? No, that's just a beeping noise. What have I done?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Nah, it's tough.
Should I drop the call? Is that... No. I want
to... We want to talk to Ryan, though.
That's not it. Oh, I think I hung up on him. That's weird.
It's okay. It's Ryan. I think he'll forgive you.
It's a testament to, like, how little I know how to use this stuff. I try to pretend I know what I'm
doing.
There's
a lot of switches, though.
There's so many switches.
And obviously, you're not going to use them all, but, like... I guess they all have some function, but we just don't know what they are.
I only use like 4 of them, and I have no idea what like 95% of this board does. So just try not to touch anything.
It's like Homer Simpson when he's working. He just kind of hits switches and just puts things up and down.
Yeah, my favorite quote of his is, to launch the protocol, hit the any key. Where's the any key?
Oh, he's got some good lines. Or operator, what's the number for 911? That's a pretty classic one. That's a pretty classic Homer line.
It's a good show. It's a really good show.
It's fantastic. Like, it's one of the longest running shows, I think.
Yeah, they're on like, they have like 24 or 25 seasons or
something.
It's a
lot.
Like that. Yeah.
It's definitely longer than I've been alive, so.
Yeah. Yeah. What else? A lot of things have happened in our lifetime, though.
Yeah.
It's a good time to be alive.
Definitely, especially with what technology is able to do these days. It's just astounding.
Okay, do you want to have a brief nerd moment for a minute with
always,
me?
Always, dude. I'm in computer engineering, dude. Like,
okay, yeah.
I'm always ready for nerd moments.
Okay. So Ryan, the guy who was trying to call in, but then I hung up on him because I don't know how to work phones. And if he calls back, I'm going to have another panic attack and probably hang up on him again.
That's okay.
Anyway, he's in biochem with me. And we cloned a piece of DNA. And like 2 weeks ago, yeah, he's calling back. I don't know what to do, man. I don't know how the phone works. It just...
Stop blinking.
Really bright. It's like a camera flash.
It is. It's like just pulsing. We can try again.
Is that anything? Is Ryan, are you there?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Well, I can hear you.
Oh, I can hear you.
I can kind of hear Ryan.
Did you hang up last time or did I hang up last time?
I didn't even call when you hung up. I don't know what you were doing, but
Someone else was calling?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Two callers?
It could be Kyle as well.
Two people listen to this show? I don't believe it.
We're talking about his dingo spirit animal, and he kind of got him riled up. So Ryan, what's your spirit animal?
My spirit animal?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. That's a good one. I was trying to think of that as you were talking about it before, and I couldn't think of it.
Everyone should take a moment, unless they're driving.
See, instead of thinking about mine, I decided to go ahead and ask Kyle, because you guys were talking about his hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his response was, hold on, 1 second.
Did you write it down?
Read it to you, because it's pretty funny.
Hey, wait, is there like swearing in it? Did Kyle say weird stuff?
No.
Okay.
Oh, Kyle always says weird stuff.
Quick, what's your spirit animal? And he said, a robot, or Jim Park. Then he said, no, a beehive in a robot's lungs. And then he said, a deer. No, that's stupid. Not a deer. That's my final answer. Not a deer.
Oh, my God. That's perfect. That is perfect. How can a robot be a spirit animal?
Well, that's why he changed it, I think.
Oh. To be not a deer.
It's a new day and age, though. Robots can be whatever you want.
That's cool.
Anyway, for mine, I don't know. I'd have to go, like, an eagle or something.
An eagle?
Yeah, because sometimes I just want to get away and watch everyone from a creepy location away from everything.
You do that. You do a lot of watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little creepy, Ryan.
Yeah. I want to know what this nerd thing you guys are going to talk about is, because...
I was going to talk about how we cloned DNA together.
Oh, we did do that, yeah.
And then we, like... Like, there were a bunch of groups where their cloning didn't work, but ours worked. Yeah, it was pretty sweet. Was
cool. How do you know if you've done it correctly, though?
So what you do, without going into too much detail, because I still have, like, a bunch of music to play, and then we need to move on. DNA is negatively charged because it has phosphates in it. And so you can do some science, and basically you inject the DNA sample into Jell-O.
Nice.
And then it, like...
Not edible Jell-O.
No. It's an agarose gel, and then you run a current through it, and then the negative charge pushes it in one direction.
Yep.
And the DNA has, like, a specific amount that it moves, and you compare that to, like, a known piece of DNA.
Oh, you compare it to a baseline, yeah.
Yeah, it's called a DNA ladder, so you can see whether you actually cloned DNA, and it's pretty cool.
That's really cool, actually.
Anyway, we have, like, 5 more songs to play, so Ryan, I'm gonna have to ask you to hang up, because I don't know how.
Okay, I can take care of that on my end.
Cool. It was nice to talk to you, buddy. Bye, Ryan.
Okay, yeah.
Bye, buddy.
Let me know if you want to do anything later.
Hope you find your dad.
We're not
going to make plans on the radio. Come on. Like, this isn't a dating service. Get off the phone.
Okay.
Come on.
He's relentless.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Ryan. Okay, cool. Oh, good. Good. That beeping noise is good. Anyway, let's play some music. How about that? Does that work for you guys? Cool. We'll be right back.
considering studying abroad? Visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Saturday, September 27th at the Vancouver Convention Center East Wing to meet top universities from around the world offering postgrad, undergrad, and diploma programs abroad. Visit the Travel Zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. Expo opens at 1 p.m., but come early at noon for our feature seminar on scholarships. Admission is free. Check the website for more info at studyandgoabroad.com.
Power Chord every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
So, we just heard two songs, because I have a bunch of songs that I have to, like, make up for the time that we lost talking to Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan...
And just talking.
Ryan really gets in the way sometimes.
He's... Yeah. Don't you just hate that guy?
No, I love Ryan so much.
He's the best.
Yeah.
He's the best, yeah. I can't even, like, pretend to not like him. He's...
No, he's just... He's always giggling.
He's so precious.
Yeah.
So, I should tell you probably what those songs were, because maybe you should listen to more of them, probably. So the first song we heard there was Murmurs by 100 Waters, and they're cool. I think they're all female. This is a cool band, good vibes. And then the next song, which has one of the coolest song names ever, was And There Goes the Child of the Universe by Tunturia.
That's just a cool band name and a cool song name together. Tunturia.
Yeah, like, T-U-N-T-U-R-I-A.
That's cool.
I don't know what it means.
You don't really need to know what it means. If it sounds cool, it's cool.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
Very true. I would love to talk more, but I still have music to shoehorn in. We had too much fun. I planned too much music for today. So let's hear another song. How about that? You know, rapid fire.
That works too.
Rapid fire. Open your eardrums. Here we go.
Yeah.
return. This ship won't find its way home. It'll sink near the Gothenburg shore. Sometimes I find myself hoping that someday you'll make your graceful return.
So we just heard a song by Casey called Gothenburg, and Jeevan, you were explaining to me the difference between AM and FM radio, and I'd love to hear that again.
Yeah, it was a fun fact that usually when you're sitting in the car, like, you just see AM, FM, and you don't know what it means. It was one of my classes last term that they were teaching us about it, and AM means amplitude modulation, so you switch the amplitude of the wavelength, so it just makes the signal stronger or weaker. And then FM is frequency modulation, so you switch how often the wavelength will repeat itself.
That's cool. So amplitude and frequency, that's all it is.
Yeah, that's all it is.
We're on the frequency, though.
Yeah, it's definitely better.
And speaking of frequency, we play this show every week, Spice of Life. Yeah, it's Ben's here. What a tie-in.
Beautiful. That was beautiful.
Yeah. every week, 2 to 3 on Thursdays, come hang out with me. It's a fun time. Jeevan, you should be a guest again. It was lovely.
I would love to. This was a lot of fun.
It's fun, hey?
It's so much fun.
It's like the highlight of my week.
Honestly, this has been the highlight of my week.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's nice. So up next at 3 o'clock, we have Astro Talk with Marco. And it's a good show, so you guys should stay and listen to that too. And then to play us out, we're going to have Hey Rosetta. And yeah, I know it's indie, but come fight me. I like the song a lot.
But deal with it.
Yeah, deal with it. It's really, that's the main point of that story. So... this is off their new album coming out in October called Kintsukuro, or the song is called Kintsukuro. I don't know the album. Anyway, enjoy the song. Enjoy your day. You guys are all beautiful, and hopefully I'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks for having me, Ben. See you guys.
Bye, guys.
Summer on your shoulders,
spring that summer where I first saw you, that first kiss coming. Let's just freeze the frame, your blue eyes closed.